The oral archives document stories of fear, uncertainty, hunger, and separation.
I prayed that I would die in my sleep to end the suffering.
I lived in a stall between the cows. I lived between walls.
Keep running, so I kept running and I never seen him anymore.
And they also convey hope, determination, resilience.
Every day in the morning, he would bring a sandwich and hide it in my machine.
Maybe that's what made me stronger. As a human being,
because it was a question of wishing to survive in the future and therefore doing something.
The Virginia Holocaust Museum has collected stories from more than 200 survivors and witnesses to genocide and mass atrocities.
Ultimately, what we would like is that people have a chance to hear sort of the tragedy of one of these events through somebody who actually survived it.
Director of the archives, Timothy Hensley, says the project is an opportunity to learn about history through people right here in the community.
It provides a much more in-depth look at how people are actually affected and impacted by these events than what you can get from just simply sitting down and reading a book.
The bulk of the collection is testimonies from the Holocaust, but the museum has been expanding it to include survivors from Armenia, Rwanda, and Cambodia. Amanda Sam was just 4 years old when Cambodia's Khmer Rouge began driving thousands of people from their homes.
As we speak right now, I could see, you know, and hear it's just like happened just yesterday. Hundreds of people were stampeded to death. Children were crying, adults were desperately looking for their family.
Sam survived 2 years in the extremely harsh conditions of a child-forced labor camp. The family narrowly escaped death and hid in the jungle for months. They finally made it to a refugee camp in Thailand, where they barely survived for another 2 years before securing sponsorship in the United States, what they called their ticket to heaven.
I was given the second chance of living the life that I am very grateful for it and live every day like it's your last day.
The Virginia Holocaust Museum encourages the public, researchers, and schools to use these archives. At Glen Allen High School, Tim Towsley has incorporated the oral histories into his advanced placement English course.
These students can read whatever they want in a history book or see things on television, in videos. Actually hearing somebody tell their story as if they're just talking to you in the room was very different for them. It was really eye-opening.
It's an opportunity that Towsley says wasn't a part of his own high school education, even though contemporary genocides were in the news.
I feel like I would have been a completely different student had I seen the stuff about Rwanda and Bosnia at the time, or been more aware of even the policy. Discussions about that. I would have been a very different student, if not person, altogether.
Towsley says that's inspired him to share the Virginia Holocaust Museum's oral archives with his students. The museum also hopes to share more stories with the community. It is currently seeking witnesses and survivors of the 1990s conflict in Bosnia who now live in Virginia. Catherine Kump, WCVE News.